And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another power-packed edition of Power of Prophecy. Hey, I got power in there twice. A lot of power in prophecy. You know what? I love the book of Revelation. It says that Jesus is the very spirit of prophecy. And there's a promise in the book of Revelation. Did you know, dear friends, that it says there that if you study and take into your heart this book of prophecy, that God will give you a special blessing? I don't know of any other book in the Bible. Now, I'm not saying that you won't get a special blessing from reading the other 65 books of the Bible. I'm sure you will. But this one, God actually says, you will receive a special blessing. Those who read and believe and have faith in that book of prophecy, Revelation. Wow. You know, I could use a special blessing. How about you, Jerry? Jerry's my broadcast engineer over there. Couldn't you use a special blessing? Well, just read every day. Well, read Revelation. Study it. Love it. As I do. We're going to be talking about the book of Revelation today, the book of Daniel. We're going to be discussing the triad of evil, the last day's constellation of powers. The stars have been aligned. Sounds like astrology. A lot of satanic occultists and Jewish Zionist Kabbalists believe in astrology. Sort of a silly thing to me. Just a bunch of rocks up in the sky. I don't think they dictate your future at all. The Bible says, do not be a observer of times. That's an astrologist. Such as do such things, well, their end will not be very nice. Well, let's talk today about the Illuminati, its triad of evil, the last days, the book of Revelation, and what's going to happen to America and to you and me. And wow, we got the whole ball of wax today. The great red dragon. The Illuminati's Oriental Express, we discussed that last week. What's going to happen to our treasury bonds, our economy, the Wall Street? People like Gerald Celente seem to have a little bit of wisdom today. Alex Jones, Gerald Celente, Paul Craig Roberts, others. They're saying things are going to get worse. Pretty soon there's going to be a shortage of food. Shortage of electric power. America, as I told you last week, the plan of the Illuminati is to batter us, to beat us into submission. They're going to take away what we have, redistribute it, not only to illegal aliens in America, but to the whole world. They're already doing it. You have no idea that of the many tens of billions of dollars that the Federal Reserve has created in the last 3 years during this Great Recession, that much of it has been given freely to foreign banks. You thought they were trying to bail out American banks. They're not trying to bail out American banks. They're bailing out the whole world. They're just giving free money, trillions of dollars, according to Mr. Barofsky, the Inspector General of Congress who examined this matter. He says that, and this was a year ago, over $26 trillion has been spent. Everybody talks about the $700 or $800 billion of the TARP. That's peanuts, $26.3 trillion. But that was a year ago. I suspect $40 trillion has been spent by now. Created out of thin air, electronic money. Your money, my money, our future. And we're the greatest debtor country in the world. We owe debts. And who owns most of the treasury bonds of America that were issued as IOUs for this debt? Red China and Japan. Red China has us by the throat. If they start selling these treasury bonds, America will go bankrupt immediately. If they quit buying the treasury bonds, and they've already given notice that they're not going to buy our treasury bonds anymore, they're going to start buying Japan's treasury bonds and the Euro community's treasury bonds. Boy, what's that going to do to America? I told you, dear friends, a two-part series, the party is over. That was before the great recession and crash of 2007 and 2008. I said, the party is over. Does that make you a prophet, Tex Mars? It makes me whatever you want to call me. I don't go around telling you what I am. I just tell you what I do. I do what I do. God calls me to do it, and I do it. Now, today, we're going to be talking about the fall of America, the rise of Red China, but more than that, a triad of evil that has come apart. It's not that we're the enemy of China, we're the colleague of China. We're the socialist communist colleague of Red China. You know, when World War II, the gathering storm was ahead, the storm clouds. Hitler, you can say what you want to, but we now know the historians admit, the ones that are honest, that Hitler attempted to recruit Great Britain, and then I suppose the United States, since we're tied in with Great Britain, he wanted to recruit us to assist Germany in a great holy war against the communists of Russia and the Soviet Union. That's why he didn't massacre all the British troops at Dunkirk. He allowed them to cross the Atlantic. He could have gone right on over and taken Great Britain and conquered Great Britain, but he didn't want to do that. He says, I want the British to be our friends, our allies. I know you've never been told that by historians, but it's true. Hitler wanted to have Great Britain and the United States as his allies in fighting the commies. He said, we, the Nazis, are not the enemy, it's the commies. Hitler invaded Western Poland. Simultaneously, the Soviet Union and Stalin, the communists, invaded Eastern Poland. They took half of Poland, and the other half, Hitler took it. And what happened? France and America and Britain, but especially at that time in 1939, first it was France and Great Britain. And they told Hitler, because you have invaded Poland, war is on. They declared war against Germany because Germany had invaded Poland. But what about communist Russia invading Poland? That's okay. They say, I don't know if it's true, but they say that Franklin D. Roosevelt, our president during World War II, and his lovely lesbian wife, Eleanor, yes, she was a lesbian. Yes, there are love letters to her lesbian lover, Lorena Hickok, now on display at the Franklin Presidential Library in Hyde Park, New York. Roosevelt carried on an affair with a woman named Lucy Mercer, while his wife, Eleanor, was shacking up and right there in the White House. She was living in the White House, not with Franklin, but with her lover, Lorena Hickok. She wrote all these sweet letters, too, talking about how what sweet kisses Lorena had given her. Ah, there's secrets that you don't know about, friends. You say that's impossible, Tex. Oh, yeah? Check it out. You might discover this in my book, Big Sister is Watching You, if you can get a copy of it. It's been out of print a while. Now, here's what I want to tell you about. Things are not what they seem. As I explained last week, Red China was founded, the communist there regime was founded by Jews from America and Great Britain and Poland, Khazar Jews. And they went from Brooklyn, New York, from Poland, from Great Britain, over to China and helped Mao Zedong, Zhou Enlai, and the other communist peasants to take over the government from Chiang Kai-shek, the democratically elected president. Chiang Kai-shek was forced to withdraw after Harry Truman would not support him against the communists. Harry Truman, of course, was in the employ of Zionist Jews, Mr. Bernard Baruch and the other Jewish financiers of New York. He was also a 33rd degree Mason. And Mao Zedong had been initiated into Freemasonry. I told you last week how it was that there was a Grand Lodge of China founded, in fact, on the 15th of January, 1949. By the way, I have the paperwork on this. A Grand Lodge of China. Now, there was other secret societies operating in China even before that. One of them was called the Hung Society, H-U-N-G. Their symbol was the triangle. They were called the Triad. And they worked closely with the Masons. And among the Masons was a man named Mao Zedong. He had been trained at a school that was founded in China by members of the Order of Skull and Bones from Yale University, the Illumina, from that august secret society, which was basically a black Masonic lodge. Of course, among the members of the Order of Skull and Bones was almost every Bush, Prescott Sheldon Bush, the grandfather of George W., and then George Herbert Walker Bush, and then George W., all were Skull and Bonesmen. But Mao Zedong then was initiated into the Bones group, and he became a Mason. By 1967, 18 years after Mao Zedong had taken power in Beijing, that was previously called Peking or Peking, by 1967, there were 76 lodges, Masonic lodges, throughout China. At one time, Mao Zedong was even traveled on an aircraft to the Grand Lodge of Paris, France, where he was initiated into that satanic lodge by French Illuminati Jews who were Masons. Unbelievable, isn't it? Two Freemason Jews were among those who were high ups in the first communist regime, Israel Epstein, Sidney Shapiro. I told you about that last week. I won't be redundant except to tell you that Sidney Shapiro, an American Jew, originally from Poland, was in charge of Communist Red China's propaganda organs. And a man named Israel Epstein was Mao Zedong's Minister of Appropriations or Finance. Now, today in America, our finances, our appropriations in the government are all handled by Jews. The new director of budget in the White House is a man named Jacob Lew, a Jew. The head of our Federal Reserve is Ben Bernanke, a Jew. The head of the Secretary of Treasury, that is Timothy Geithner, a Jew. And all our banks, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, on and on, J.P. Morgan, Chase Manhattan, all Jews run them all. They run the banking cartel in America. They run Wall Street. But wait, the Jews also own NBC, ABC, CBS. Rupert Murdoch is a raging Zionist of Fox News Channel. But isn't it amazing that it's the Jews who mentored, sponsored, and set up Mao Zedong in power with the help of Harry Truman. First read some of these things in a book by a Jew named Edgar Snow, who wrote a book called Red Star Over China. When I was a boy of 9 years old, I read the book Red Star Over China. And I tried to explain then to my friends. They said, what are you talking about? We're interested in Boy Scouts. We're interested in Little League. We don't know anything about Red China. I guess Tex Mars was real, some kind of an idiot. I was reading books on Red China and Stalin and Russia. What was going on in the world when I was just a boy? I guess that was God's doing. He put these books in my way and I was interested and I read them. I remember my dad and my older brother, Joe, we would sit at the dinner table and argue politics. I was only 9 or 10. They would get so angry arguing with each other about Eisenhower and Truman and such, they almost came to fisticuffs, my dad and big brother. I guess I learned a lot. A lot of people talk about music and, I don't know, sex and other things. We were talking about politics, economics when I was a little kid. I guess that's why I do what I do today. You know, God has his hands on everybody, and everybody has a ministry. Every Christian has a ministry. This is my ministry. You say, well, I don't have a ministry, Tex. I've got a wife, a family. I'm a factory worker. I have all these jobs. Hey, listen. Everybody who is a Christian, every man, woman, has a ministry. God will send people into your lives if you're a salesperson. I don't care if you work at Walmart or Target as a salesperson. Something is going to happen to you. Not every day, maybe, but something is going to happen to you. And you're going to have to be a minister of Jesus Christ. in that situation. Maybe a friend, maybe a neighbor needs your help. You'll never know. I remember one time, I don't want to divert too much here, but I remember one time a man came to visit me early on in my ministry. He said, "Tex, I can't tell you how much your ministry has meant to me personally." Very educated man, had a doctorate degree. Oh, he was uppity, uppity. He said, "Let me tell you what happened to me. I was a New Ager. I was an occultist. I communicated with spirits from beyond and all those things. My wife and I both." And I'm not going to go deep into it, but I'm telling you, friends, many times God will cause people like this who are called by him to have bad things happen in their life. That's a signal, friends. Sometimes to clean up your act, to get right with God. And this man, something very horrible happened in his life. I'm not going to tell you about it right now. But he and his wife got a divorce, and things were just bad happening in his life. And he was a miserable man, very educated. He never really palled around much with the working class, the blue-collar people. At the time, he thought he was a lot better than them. He was educated. He had a doctorate degree. Well, he didn't want to be seen with, the lower working classes. But now he was miserable. He needed help. He didn't know what to do. He told a friend who was, who had been going to church for some strange reason. His friend had started going to church. He went to his friend and he said, "You're going to church now? What's that all about?" His friend said, "That's where I went to get help. That's where I went to get help. This man that I'm telling you about said to get help. I need help. I'm desperate. I'm about ready to commit suicide. I'm at my wit's end. How do I get some help?" He was told, "Well, let me tell you what you need to do. In Austin, Texas, where we both live here, there's an auto mechanic that works at this, a motorcycle mechanic that works at this garage. Doesn't have much of an education. He has a lot of grease under his fingernails. His clothes are dirty because he works on, motorbikes all day. But he knows how you can get well. He knows how to help you." Well, this man said, "I'll go see him." So he drove in his Mercedes-Benz to that garage. And he went in and he asked the manager, "Do you have this gentleman working here by the name of such?" "Yeah, that's, Sam over there. He's working right now, but I'll go tell him you want to talk to." So Sam came over. I think his name was Sam. Came over. He's all dirty. Had grease all over him. Probably didn't even have a high school education. The doctorate man said, "I need help. I'm desperate. My wife's divorced me. My family broke up. Everything bad's happening. What can I do?" And the mechanic looked at him, said, "I know what you need." He told his boss, "I'm going to walk outside with this friend that's come to see me." They walked out beside the garage. And he said, "What you need is Jesus Christ in your life. He can change your life. He can make you a new person. Everything will brighten up when you got Christ in your life." The educated New Age occultist said, "I want Christ. What can I do?" They knelt together and they prayed there. And he came to know Jesus. Now, I know this incident happened because this man came to see me in my ministry. And that was his testimony. He thought a lot more than he'd ever thought about blue-collar workers after that. He says, this man is my brother, this motorcycle mechanic. I love him. He told me how to get well, what to do with my life. And I want to live for Jesus now. And I want to help your ministry, Tex Mars. I want to volunteer. Well, I got off on a tangent, but maybe for some good reason. Maybe someone out there is miserable. Maybe something has happened in your life. You've lost a loved one. You've lost a job. Obama says there's hope. I don't think there's any hope in our Washington, D.C. government. I don't think there's any hope in the Illuminati elite. But I know where there is hope. The Apostle Paul said, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." There's the hope. There's the blessed hope. Obama gave a speech, his maiden address to the UN General Assembly. He said to them, the people of the world won't change. And they will not long tolerate those who are on the wrong side of history. Now is the time for all of us to take our share of responsibility to make these changes. The time has come for the world to move in a new direction, Obama said. Our work must begin now. What work? Socialism, communism, Illuminism. This is the Illuminati and the triad of evil. America is to become socialist communist, and we are to join hands with Red China, a socialist communist country, and with Israel that was founded by socialist communists. That's right, the first prime minister of the nation of Israel in 1948, David Ben-Gurion. That wasn't his real name. He had a Jewish name. He took the Jewish name, but he was a Polish Jew, Khazar Jew. He wasn't an Israeli. All those Eastern European and Russian Jews came there and killed and massacred most of the Palestinians, took their land and set up the nation of Israel in 1948 with the approval of Joseph Stalin in Russia and Harry Truman. And they declared themselves the government of Israel. And within minutes, they were recognized diplomatically by the first two nations to recognize Israel in the world. Stalin's Russian, America's Truman's, 33rd degree Mason. Truman. Stalin was also a Mason. Ben-Gurion was a Freemason. He's a member of the Grand Lodge now of Jerusalem. He's dead now, but that's the lodge they set up. And Mao Zedong over in Red China, well, he's a member of the Grand Lodge of China. Recently was doing my homework reading about Mao Zedong, who brought the Communist Revolution, supposedly. He was the founding father of communism. Don't believe it. A man named Stanley Ridinger, a Jew, he was one of the fathers of communism in Red China. A man named Israel Epstein, he was one of the founding fathers. Another man named Sidney Shapiro, another Jew, he was a founding father of Red Chinese communism. You've never heard about them, though. You've heard about Zhou Enlai, you've heard about Deng Xiaoping, you've heard about Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong was mentored not only by these Jewish Illuminists who had come from America, France, and other places, but he was mentored by a Chinese Mason named Li Ta Chao. Li Ta Chao. Li. In China, there seems to be a lot of families called Li, but there's one particular dynasty or family called Li who are Illuminati and Masons. And in fact, my good friend Fritz Springmeier, he has a book called Bloodlines of the Illuminati. I'm going to tell you how to get that book during halftime here. Yeah, we're like football, you know, we have a halftime. We'll call a timeout. We'll have a halftime. Bloodlines of the Illuminati, a huge 624-page book by my good friend Fritz Springmeier. He says there are 13 Illuminati bloodlines, or 13 dynasties. And one of them is from China, the Li dynasty. Wow. Did you know the Li family control the politics and the government and the finances of Singapore, of Hong Kong, and yes, Red China? And that Mao Zedong was mentored by Li Ta Chao and by another Li Ping. And today, one of the richest men in the world is Li Ka-shing, Hong Kong, member of the Triad Masonic Secret Society. China has a lot of ties with the Jewish Masons. China is basically a Zionist communist country. Recently went online, did some study about the gambling industry in the United States. Las Vegas basically was the Mecca for the Jewish mafia. So was Havana, Cuba. And today, this Jewish mafia who owned, you know, the MGM Grand, the Las Vegas Sands, and other corporations that operate the casinos in Las Vegas have now gone to Red China. And they're building big new casinos. They're going to be the big new thing. Forget about the boardwalk in New Jersey. Forget about Las Vegas and Nevada. Forget about Monaco and the continent of Europe. Now we're going to have the Chinese island of Macau. Macau. I have pictures right here in front of me of the Sands Casino. It's already opened up. They're already making money in the MGM Grand. Yeah. The Sands is open. Here's a picture of the roulette wheels, and they're open. They have all the games going on in China. The new Las Vegas, the new Atlantic City, the new Monaco, it's China. And I mentioned last week to you that Neil Bush is there operating with Chinese companies. Maurice Strong is there. The other Bush family members are there, Marvin Bush. And don't you recall that Bill Clinton got millions of dollars of campaign contributions from the Red Chinese government? Red China. They wanted to buy up the port of Long Beach, California. Now they're putting in the North American Union's transnational highway, the huge North American Union highway. Go all the way from the bowels, the center of Mexico, all the way up through to Canada. 13 lanes wide. You say, I've never heard it. That's just a joke. I heard George Bush say there wasn't any such highway. Hey, friends, come visit Tex-Mars in Austin, Texas. And I'll take you about 30 miles from here to a little town called Seguin, Texas, where my friend says right there at Seguin is where the highway has already been built, that section of it. Seguin, a little bitty sleepy town. Population, 5,000 probably. Two-lane highway, well, maybe three-lane, I don't know, going through the middle of the town. But just drive a half mile out of town and they built a 13-lane highway going right by it. It's the North American Union Highway. And there will be two ports, one on the Atlantic and one on the Pacific side, owned by the Red Chinese to bring goods into America. Meanwhile, the Red Chinese, their company, Hutchison Whampoa, has bought up many of the warehouses and the facilities of the Panama Canal, and now they're widening the Panama Canal to bring huge oil tankers and other things through. Why oil tankers? Because the oil of Iraq is being shipped by pipelines built by the United States, Halliburton, and the other companies that your taxpayer dollars paid for, and that oil is going to the ports there in the Mediterranean run by the Israelis, and Rothschild oil companies are bringing it in tankers to China. They're refining it into gasoline and oil, and now Red China has become the world's greatest superpower economically because of the stolen oil from Iraq. And I told you about it first, Rothschild's black gold empire. The doorway to China was opened by Henry Kissinger, national security advisor for, and he then became the secretary of state under Richard Nixon. And of course, Kissinger, a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council for Foreign Relations, the Religious Roundtable, Henry Kissinger, a Jew, connected with Rothschild, all the others, connected with the Rockefellers. Amazing, isn't it? A triad of evil. What is that triad? It consists of three great nations, the United States, Red China, and Israel, the little horn of prophecy. But Israel has Jews operating in China telling the communists what to do. And Israel has Jews in the United States telling Obama, the White House, Nancy Pelosi, Reid, and all the others in our Congress and the judges now with Elena Kagan, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, all that group. She was part of that. What to do? The Zionists run China. The Zionists run America and Obama. And of course, there's Israel, Tel Aviv. A city founded in 1909 by Lord Rothschild. The financial capital, the stock market, the Wall Street of Israel. And now Israel, Rothschild, and China cooperating together. PetroChina, already the fifth largest oil company in the world. Soon it will be number one. It will take the place of ExxonMobil. And China will lead the world into the new world order in the radiant red, scarlet 21st century. This is Tex Mars. Stay with us. We've got a lot more here on Power of Prophecy. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars here. You know what we're talking about today is very important. The triad of evil. The Zionist New World Order being put together. Red China will lead it. America is being beaten down and battered, but will still take its place in the pantheon of world powers. We'll be used as the bully boy military force. And if we don't do what they say, well, Red China's military will beat us down. Already they have nuclear weapons given to them by Jewish spies. Already they have one of the world's greatest navies. They've taken the place of Japan as the world's second greatest economic power, and they say by the year 2020, they will take America's place as the world's premier economic superpower. Who is giving all this money, commerce, industry to Red China? Who has made Red China into such a power? Who has given them trillions of dollars that they fed into their banks and their industry? Ah, yes, Wall Street, the banking cartel, the same people who gave America our Federal Reserve System, our IRS, and on and on. The same people who control Barack Obama. I hope you'll get my video, Rothschild's Choice. It'll explain the truth, the DVD that I just spent so many months studying that, because Obama is the mystery man. You know, back years ago, there was a popular music group called the Mysterians. The Mysterians. I like their music. Sort of interesting. Well, we have a bunch of politicians today in Washington. Let's just call them the Mysterians. One of them is Barack Obama. No man knows his past, it seems. Where was he born? Where was he raised? Was it really Hawaii? Did he go to Occidental University? Was he really the editor-in-chief of the Harvard Law Review at Harvard? Why is it that he worked for the CIA right out of the box, right after leaving the university? Business International Corporation, CIA front group. Who brought him to Chicago? Why did millionaire Jews, mafia even, take him by the hand and lead young Barack into the promised land of politics? You need to know the truth. You need my video, Rothschild's Choice. Then you'll understand how the Zionists, while they've been taking over America, also were there at the beginning of Mao Zedong's Red Chinese Revolution, and now they hold the hammer and sickle in their filthy, dirty hands in Red China. They hold aloft the red star of communism. The first prime minister of Israel, 1948, David Ben-Gurion, was an admirer of communism. He came from Poland, a Polish Jew, changed his name to make it sound ancient Israeli. That wasn't his real name. He had a Polish Jewish name. They took up new names and they took arms from Russia and killed many Palestinians to seize the lands. And meanwhile, many of these Jews and Masons were planted in China in the 20s and 30s in the 20th century. And they went on to help Mao Zedong take power. And they've been working in America. Gus Hall, who was head of the U.S. Communist Party for over two decades. That wasn't his real name either. He was a Jew who came over to America from Finland. And now Rahm Emanuel, a citizen of Israel, an agent for the Israeli Mossad spy agency, is the White House chief of staff under Barack Obama. And I proved that in my video. Barack Obama, his hidden cabal that control him in the White House. His campaign manager was a Zionist Jew named David Axelrod. We've been deceived. We've been set up. So have the Chinese people. I pity them. Over 1 billion deceived Chinese. They don't know the Zionists are running Red China today. And Americans don't know the Zionists are running America. I mean, many Americans actually think that Obama is a Muslim. That's idiocy. Every once in a while, he'll say something nice about the Muslims. Give a little speech. Yeah, it's okay, two blocks from Ground Zero to build a Jewish mosque. Freudian slip. A Muslim mosque. And he thinks the Muslims in America and overseas are going to do cartwheels for him. Handstands. Hoorah for Obama. But they know. Unlike the American citizens, they've got a free press in many of those countries. They've got a free press in many of the Muslim countries that we don't even have here in America, because our press is owned by the Zionist Jews. I want you to have my video, Rothschild's Choice. 90 minutes in length, $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling. A total of $30 for Rothschild's Choice. This video is still one of the top bestsellers on Amazon.com. But we'd love you to get it from us, because whatever small amount of money that we make from that goes right back into the ministry. TexMars does not get any royalties from the video. We go back into the ministry and pays for radio time and newspaper printing and for our voice, our websites to be heard around the world. You can order Rothschild's Choice on one of those websites, powerofprophecy.com. You can order it $30 postpaid by writing us here at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. During the work week, Monday through Friday, you can call us from Canada, even from the United States, at toll free number 1-800-234-9673. If you're from overseas, you can call us on our regular phone line. That's area code 512-263-9780. And a very friendly, special person will pick up the phone and talk with you and take your order. And with your order, we're going to send you a free newsletter subscription. How about that? How about that? Now, I want to tell you about that Bloodlines of the Illuminati. Bloodlines of the Illuminati, the book by my good friend Fritz Springmeier. Fritz Springmeier is going to be getting out of prison soon. You say prison? That's right. After he wrote this book, well, they framed him up and sent him to prison. That's what the feds do. Was he a bank robber? I don't think so, no. But he wrote a book that they didn't want out there. Bloodlines of the Illuminati exposes the 13 family dynasties or bloodlines of the Illuminati, and one of them is the Li family, L-I, Li family of China. A lot of people didn't know the Illuminati was working in Red China. Of course, they helped to found Red China, just like Lenin and Trotsky were Illuminist Jews who founded communism in Soviet Russia. And now they're founding Red Communism in the United States of America. It's on its way. But only if the Tea Parties can save us in November. Are you kidding me? The Tea Parties. Good people. Sincere people. I love them. But they're falling into the snare. They say elect Republicans. And guess who the Republicans work for? The John McCains. The McConnells. Lindsey Grahams. Sarah Palin. That's right, the Zionist Illuminist Jews. Same-o, same-o. The king is dead, long live the king. There it is for you. It's sad, but true. Well, okay. We're going to return now to our regular program. Again, that video is $30. The book, by the way, Illuminati Bloodlines, is $45. Please add $5 for shipping and handling. $50. It's 624 pages. It's a huge book. Won't be putting it in your back pocket, but you'll love the book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. One of the Illuminati bloodlines is the Rothschilds. You'll read about what Springmeier said about them and exposing them. You'll read about the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, and others in the book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. $45 plus $5 shipping and handling. I'm sorry it has to be $45, but we have to pay a lot for the book ourselves. We don't make much, and what we do goes back in the ministry. But it is a huge book. It's about the size of three regular books. That's the $45. You'll understand it when you get it. Sort of like my book, Codex Magic and Mysterious Monuments, Conspiracy World. Huge books. Okay. Talking about the rise of Red China. How the Zionist Jews have been manipulating both Red China and the United States. And just as Franklin Roosevelt brought Red China, Soviet Russia into the orbit of the West, and we basically saved Russia's life in World War II. We sent them, under our Lend-Lease agreements, we sent them all the armaments they needed to fight the Nazis. That's how the Soviet communists were able to fight and win over the Nazis and Hitler, because of all the aid money and military armaments that America sent from our factories. We're the ones that have been supporting Soviet Russia, and now, well, we have Putin set up his government. But it's not Russia that we have to fear, friends. It's our good friend. You see, the Soviet Union was our pal in World War II. They were our ally. A lot of Americans, Elizabeth Dilling, even Lindbergh, the famous pilot, he warned America that we should not take the Soviet Russian nation and make them our allies under Stalin. But Roosevelt evidently called Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe, and they became our pals. But we saw what pals they were after World War II when they conquered all of Eastern Europe and took it into their empire's satellites. And then Soviet Russia, with Harry Truman, 33rd degree Mason, pro-Zionist, sitting on his hands in America, helped Mao Zedong to take power. But who else helped Mao Zedong? I've told you, Israel Epstein, Rittenberg, Sidney Shapiro, and other Jews who were sent by the Grand Lodge of Paris and the Masonic Lodges of America to help their fellow Mason, their brother, Mao Zedong, to assume power in Beijing. And they did help him. In fact, one of them, Sidney Shapiro, an American Jew, was in charge of Communist Red China's propaganda ministry. Another one, Israel Epstein, helped him in the financial area, head of the appropriations. Now, friends, let me tell you something. Friends, all of this is prophetic. I want you to get a grip on Revelation 12, verse 3. One of the events of the last day. These are symbolic, but I want you to think about them. Now, Red Terror by Lenin. 66 million perished in Soviet Russia in the gulags and by execution squads. That's according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn in his book, 200 Years Together. 66 million, most of them Christians, died because Jewish Zionists had taken control of the Soviet empire. And their great symbol, in addition to the hammer and sickle, was the great red star. The Red Chinese also had the Red Star. And Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, the Red Star. On the 60th anniversary of the communist revolution and victory in Red China, the Empire State Building, owned by Jews in New York, had a huge Red Star light on top of the building to celebrate the victory of the communist Chinese. Red Star over Manhattan, I called it. I visited New York several times, of course. One of the places that a lot of women visit when they went there, Wanda and I just passed through. We only had maybe 10 minutes to get through there as we were walking around downtown Manhattan and New York City, downtown area, was Macy's department store. We noticed their symbol everywhere was the red star. We have a Macy's department store in Austin. Maybe you have one in your local city, the red star. Jewish communists in Hollywood love it. Many of them wear clothing, even purses, with red star symbols. The red star, that is, to the occultists, the witches, that is Solomon's seal. Solomon's seal. In the Bible, Solomon betrayed God. One of the wisest men in the world, but he turned against God. He took foreign wives who worshiped the goddess, and then he brought in the Asherah and the other idols into the temple of God. He defiled the temple of God. And it is said in the book of Kings in the Bible that King Solomon demanded of the high priest, the satanic high priest of the temple that had been defiled. He demanded tribute as king. He said, you will give to me each year as king. The high priest will make an offering to the king of 666 talents of gold. Have you ever heard that preached to you? I was at a church some years ago, and I told them about that verse, that passage of the Bible, that Solomon, who is worshipped by Masons worldwide to this day, Freemasons, who want to rebuild the great temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, and the Jews want to rebuild the temple of Solomon. Because Solomon betrayed God, the Bible says. And he took for himself hundreds of sex slaves, concubines, and so forth. 900, I think, to be exact. 666 talents of gold. Was that not prophetic? And now they want to rebuild the temple of Solomon. And many Christian evangelists and evangelical laymen say, yes, we want to help Israel, the chosen people of God, rebuild the temple. There's nothing Israelite Christians who want to rebuild the temple of Satan. Can you believe it? That's because these stupid, deceived Christians listening to Satan rather than the Spirit of Jesus have never read the book of Galatians, the letter to the Galatians in the Bible, which says in Galatians 3, verse 29, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promises. You're Abraham's seed if you're a Christian. Well, not if I'm a Gentile. Yes, you are. Well, are Jewish Christians Abraham's seed? Yes, they are. Doesn't matter what your race is, you're brought out of all the families of the family of nations. That's why Abraham was told in the book of Genesis, you are going to be the father of many nations. And that's why Jesus told in Matthew in the Bible, he told the Jews, the kingdom is taken away from you and given to another nation. But Christian evangelicals all confused say, we will help the Jews have their earthly kingdom. We will help them to rebuild the temple of Solomon. Solomon's seal, the five-pointed star, and of course, Solomon's hexagram is the six-pointed star. Take your pick. But of course, the book of Acts, Paul warned about that. He warned about the star god that they worshipped when they came out of Egypt and defiled God again. Moses came back from the mountain and he came and he heard the orgies, the music, and he knew something was amiss. And there they had turned back to the false gods and built themselves a golden calf. And they were worshiping the star god, Kiun, also called Remphan. Read about it in the book of Acts. The star, and it angered God. And it angered Moses, and rightly so. The star. The red star. What does the color red have to do with anything? Well, let me read to you Revelation 12. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. Is red not the color of evil? The great red dragon. Is the dragon not one of the national symbols of China? The dragon? Did Rothschild not have the name Amschel Mayer bear and it was changed to Rothschild, which means red shield? Is not the color of whoredom red brothels, the red light district? The great red dragon. And America is now cooperating, working hand in hand with the great red dragon. Satan's red China. And listen to this. Revelation 17. We have more information about this red dragon, about the color red. It gives us an image of a beast there. It says, so he carried me away in the spirit. This is John the apostle. He had a spirit. In the spirit. He had an angel who gave him a vision, a godly vision. And John tells us about it. He says, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. A woman sitting atop a scarlet, red colored beast. Full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And she had a name. She had a name written on her forehead, this woman. mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And she had a cup in her hand, full of filth and abominations of the earth. The woman. If you get out your encyclopedias, you'll find that in 1909, fulfilling the Zionist plan to restore the nation of Israel in the Middle East, Lord Rothschild took his great wealth and founded a city in the desert in Palestine. 1909, that city exists today. It is the financial capital. It is where the Israeli stock market is, Wall Street equivalent. The name of the city, Tel Aviv. Even the very name Tel Aviv has a particular occult meaning that I don't have time to get into today. Now, Tel Aviv is called the White City. All the buildings are made of white stone. And Chicago is called the White City, as well as the Windy City. Of course, many in the occult world worship the god of the wind, Moriah. That's why Chicago, where Obama comes from, that's why he comes from Chicago, worships the god Moriah, the god of the wind, whose name is also Satan. Did you know that in Chicago, even though it's out of numerical sequence, the post office was instructed to give it a certain numerical code? The zip code in downtown Chicago is 60606, the White City. But in Tel Aviv, you travel into the financial district, drive your car, as many very wealthy Jews do in their Mercedes and BMWs. And as they drive into the financial district, they come there, and by the way, they'll be entering the financial district on a street whose name is Rothschild Boulevard. That's right, Rothschild Boulevard leads you right into the financial district where there's a whole bevy of banks, world banks, the Discount Bank of Israel, the Bank of America Israel. Yeah, there's a Bank of America Israel. You see, this triad of evil, it's all tied together. This Rothschild-founded city. And there's a great plaque made of bronze. A monument that has great meaning with words chosen by Rothschild himself. Stop your car. Park alongside the curb there on Rothschild Boulevard. Walk over to the monument. See what it says and you will be shocked. Here are the words. It says, "Rise, O Virgin, rise. Rise, O Virgin, rise." But who is the virgin? Who shall rise? Twice. Rise, O Virgin, rise. Two risings. That's the great boast of Satan. He will rise. His kingdom will be greater than heaven's. Isaiah. Read it. Chapter 14, verse 12. I will rise. God says, or Satan says in Obadiah, I will make my nest up in the stars. I will fly like the eagle. Well, God says, no, that's not so. The prophet Isaiah said, no, that's not right. Your destiny is the pit, Satan or Lucifer. Isaiah 14:12. Rise, O virgin, rise. Rothschild says, the people of Israel are the virgin, and we shall rise twice. They rose once, but the Romans put them down. Now they're going to rise again to head a Jewish utopia, a new world order. But wait, friends, let me explain to you. Rothschild says, we shall rise. We, the virgin, queen, shall rise. Oh, yeah? Well, Rothschild, you need to read the book of Revelation. Because in Revelation 18, it says that Babylon shall fall. Shall fall. Have you ever wondered about that? The Apostle John saw Babylon falling twice. Two falls. I think that tells us what God thinks about Rothschild's boast. Now, who is the virgin? The virgin. You see, in the ancient mystery religions that are worshipped by the Masons, by Rothschild, and the other Kabbalistic rabbinic Jews, secretly they worship a goddess, a queen. And this queen they call the virgin, because Isis and Venus and the other great goddesses of ancient Greece, Rome, and Egypt and Babylon, they said, we are so wise, so all-knowing. We have such Gnostic magic. No man can know our minds. No man can understand the depths of our wisdom. We are virgins in our Gnostic occult knowledge. No man has known us. They weren't virgins sexually. They were virgins because only they had the key of the occult wisdom. The virgin was the great witch goddess of the ancients. Mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots, the virgin. In her occult knowledge, no man had ever known her or could know her. She was mysterious, ineffable. Only she was all wise. And according to the Encyclopedia Judaica, the Jewish encyclopedia, it says the Jews believe the Messiah is coming. Not Jesus. They've rejected him. They believe a Messiah is coming, though. But, says the Encyclopedia Judaica, the word or the term Messiah to the Jews who have the true knowledge, the word Messiah is a metaphor. It means the Jewish people. They are their own Messiah. They are their own Christ. The Messiah in the Jews is the Jews themselves. They believe that no Christ figure from heaven will lead them. They will have a new king, yes, a new King David, but he will be but a man. He will be the king over the virgin nation, the great goddess nation, the Jews. They are their own Messiah. They are so godly. They are such gods on earth. They are the Messiah. That's why they rejected Jesus as the Son of God. There is no Son of God, they say. And God is just a cosmic force. That's why Anton LaVey, who was a Jew, set up the Church of Satan and worshiped the cosmic deity, Lucifer. He's the great red dragon. That's Rothschild's God. And money is the prophet of the Jews. And listen to me, dear friends. The triad of evil. Red China, number one. George Soros says Red China will lead the world. The United States were subordinated to number two. And Israel is behind all three. That is the triad of evil. You've been listening to Tex Mars. This has been Power of Prophecy. And my fervent prayer and wish, hope, is that you will tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.